Hello, folks. Off-Grid Gary. And today, we're going to be talking about batteries. For years, I have run golf cart batteries, and they've worked great. I just stepped up and bought L16s. Those of you who know me know. They've seen my videos on YouTube about my L16s. I'm very happy, very pleased with them. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm not disappointed in them at all. They've worked flawlessly well. But here not very long ago, you have to kind of mind me. I'm trying to get things situated here this morning. A lot of what we do here on the homestead is we take care of our animals, of course. You know, we take care of ourselves, our home, our animals, you know, this kind of thing. We try to make everything go as far as we can make it possibly to go. And with solar, that makes it very easy to do. And of course, the right battery choice is key on anything that you do. Whether it's build a battery bank for your RV. You want enough battery supply on your RV to run your lights, your television, you know. You're going to plug in for your air conditioner unless you have a generator. But for the most part on your camper, you want everything to work on the batteries. Well, it's the same way with an off-grid home. You want everything to run without having it fall on its face. Well, to be honest, the L16s have performed really well. I've had no issues with it, but I'm still stuck at that place from Hurricane Laura where I don't have enough solar panels for everything. Well, I lost 12 panels during Laura. I didn't really lose them. They just came unhooked. Well, I bought a different style charge controller. I bought the Victron 85-amp, 150-volt, charge controller, MPPT controller. It's, yes, it's pretty expensive, but I'm a firm believer you get what you pay for. Well, I haven't hooked this controller up yet because my goal was I was going to build a water bat to put my batteries in and to keep them cool in the southern heat because my battery room will get 120, 130 degrees just from the heat pulling off them batteries to get them batteries hot. And when you're pulling a 220 air unit like I am, a 24,000 BTU air conditioner window unit that's very energy efficient, but it pulls a lot of power, it'll heat them batteries up. So I've been buying all these new upgraded parts to put on our solar. We haven't done any videos on this stuff yet, but we will. I got into building golf carts. You know, I've been working, everybody's seen my golf cart. You know, I can run my wire welder from my golf cart. Well, it got me thinking, if 6-volt lead acid batteries do this good, what would happen with a lithium? Well, it just so happens when I did my YouTube video of welding with my golf cart, I had a guy drop off a bad boy buggy, wanted it fixed up basically the same way my golf cart was. So I've been working on that. We're just about to the finishing stages of that. There'll be a video on that coming out on YouTube as well. But to make a long story short, I had like 5 or 6 golf carts dropped off to be worked on, some to have solar put on. And a friend of mine said, look, I want a golf cart, but I don't want to sink a ton of money into the golf cart. So we found one local that had no batteries on it. A real nice 88 club car, resistor cart. Nothing wrong with it other than needing batteries, and it did have some type of problem in the forward and reverse switch, but that's really not a big deal. It's going to have a micro switch or something bad on it. But they were up front and honest, told us what all happened to it, and we bought the cart for $400. So he's like, well, bands were so cheap into this cart, why don't we invest into a lithium battery? For the mileage-wise, you know, because my golf cart, to be fair, on the lead acids that are there, I can drive it 20 miles, and for the most part, I'm still full charged. You know, but 20 miles on a golf cart that runs 14, 16 mile an hour is a long trip. But when you live out in the woods like I do, I don't mind it because I do it to get away. Well, his motto was, let's put a lithium on there. Well, we got a lithium battery port. We went through a couple different companies shopping, pricing, and the one company was $2,500. Well, we get to bigbattery.com, and these guys over there are awesome. They really went out of their way to help us select the battery we needed. They helped us answer some of the questions, the concerns we had with the amperage for the golf cart to be able to go up steep hills, this kind of thing, without setting a breaker off or a BMS. They were really helpful with us, and he bought a battery, and of course they give us a promotional code, so we got 10% off the battery. We bought a $1,500 battery delivered to our door for about $1,500. Basically, the promotional code paid for the shipping, which was $300, and it took a little bit off the price of the battery. So overall, it was a fantastic deal. Well, then BigBattery.com says you have to have an Anderson plug to hook it in, so we had to order an Anderson plug for it. But this battery came to the house on wheels. It's got a circuit breaker on it. You turn it on, 43 volts. 43.7. And fully charged and ready to go. Well, this week we'll be building that cart with this battery on there. We got a lot of stuff we're going to be doing to this golf cart as well. But I like the battery so much, I went online and went to doing some research on their batteries, and they offered a Polar Bear 48-volt lithium ion. Basically looks like a Tesla Powerwall, but not. It's 10,000 kilowatts. I mean, kilowatt hours. I mean, this battery is humongous and very reasonably priced. And got to talking with their guys over there again at bigbattery.com and got this battery at an amazing deal. And I'm waiting to get it shipped here to see how it's going to perform. So what we're going to do, already have a big Magnum system on my house. I have a Magnum 4400 watt inverter. Thing's rock solid. I weld with it. I do everything with my Magnum inverter. I mean, it powers my house, powers my air conditioner. It does run my shop weld MIG TIG stick machine in the shop. My shop has its own power system, except for the 220 side. On the 220 side, then I got a wire that runs underground to my shop for the weld. Because my Magnum's a beast. It runs everything. Well, I went online and I hadn't seen anybody hooked a lithium battery really to a Magnum. And there is a few videos, none that's done this particular brand, but ones that have done lithium batteries. They weren't near as big. So we're really getting excited about this upcoming project because I've got 12 300 watt panels we're going to be putting in a different configuration. We're going to be running three to a string. We're going to be rocking close to 150 volts open circuit voltage at coming in at 85 amps. On this battery I got, it's kind of interesting because this is considered the Polar Bear 48 volt battery. The voltage is 48 volts. Its kilowatt hours is 9.6 kWh. It's 186 amp hours. It's BMS specifications are max continuous discharge at 175 amps. Max continuous power is 10,000 watts. Max peak discharge is 350 amps over 6 seconds. Suggested voltage is 58.8 volts at max charge current, 100 amps. Suggested charge current, 50 amps. So to make a long story short, I can charge this battery at 50 amps with ease. I got an 85 amp controller, so that's going to be easy to set up because my controller will Bluetooth off my cell phone. But this battery, according to the numbers, ought to be a really high powered battery that'll last me, you know, it's got a 10-year warranty on it. So I'm feeling if I don't cycle it the way they think I'm going to cycle it, I could get over 10 years off this thing. You know, we're talking, man, when I tell you, this thing is very reasonable compared, I mean, it's like thousands less than everybody else. It's really a good buy. So, I can't tell you if this thing performs well yet because I haven't hooked it up. I haven't gotten it yet. I just ordered it. But we really wanted to step our game up, you know. I was going to put 8 L16s in. I already have 8 L16s. I was going to put a total of 16 in. And the 16 L16s aren't as much power as this one battery. And for the most part, cost the same money as 8 L16s. So, what you have to think about, I bought a controller, and here is what my thoughts were on this when I bought this Victron controller. I know it has a lithium charge setting on it. I'm not worried about running lithium ions right now at my house because the LEDs are doing really good. But down the road, if I wanted to step up to a lithium, I can. Well, I really never knew that BigBattery.com existed. And it just so happens I seen a picture of one of their batteries when we were shopping for a lithium for the golf cart. Hit the button, this battery pops up. And I start reading into the company and how they work and how they manufacture their batteries. They're made right here in the United States. So that's already a number one plus in my book when you have a battery company that's made right here in the United States. It's assembled here in the United States. I'm not saying the cells necessarily made in the United States, but they build this battery in the United States. It has a USA BMS on it. So I really like trying to have an American product on something like this. My golf carts, I use the Chinese charge controllers. They work fine. They work just as good as the $200 ones do. That's the only thing I can say on certain things. You can't do it in the USA form because it just costs too much money. But in this case, the USA battery is cheaper than the competitors by a pretty good bit. So we're looking forward to doing this particular project on the house, putting this lithium ion on. When we start doing this lithium ion upgrade, we will have videos on YouTube under Awkward Gary. And while you're there, don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. Leave a comment. We would love to hear from you. The goat is doing fantastic. She is. She acts like she's part human to my daughter. She calls my daughter mother. Interacts very well. We're still hunting for some more Nigerian dwarf goats. Chickens are doing great. We're up 22, 24 eggs a day. We got one hen setting on 18 to 20 eggs. So hopefully our chicken stock is going to start going up as well. Yeah, we've been really busy. Business has picked back up again. You know, it's really nice to see these people watching our videos, knowing what we're doing with our golf carts, proving what we're doing with our golf carts, and other people are starting to want some of these golf carts for their camps, for their farms, this kind of thing. And this is really nice because it's showing what we're doing is working. It never hurts. It never hurts to have a backup plan because you never know when you're going to get hit by a hurricane, tornado, just a devastation of some kind, whether it's natural devastation or hurricane, tsunami, whatever. You know, it's nice to have a backup because when Laura came through, I mean, people was basically out of power for over a month. I think it was more than that, but it was quite a while. You know, we had two or three other little hurricanes throughout the year that knocked power off for a day or two here, a day or two there. We had an ice storm that knocked power off for quite a few days. You know, I have learned a lot from those. Now, granted, the preps that I did, they worked. My Berkey water filtration system that I made with the 2 5-gallon buckets, we was able to melt ice off of our roof, so we still had clean drinking water through my water filter, even though my water pipes had froze. Water wasn't hard to get. You know, we prepped for hard times, and it came, and we lived normal through it. We didn't strain through it. We had heat, we had water, we had food, and we had electricity. You know, it it does pay to have a backup plan. And, of course, we all know since then we had this COVID outbreak crap. You know, everybody wants you to put a mask on. Everybody wants you to do this. Everybody wants you to do that. Government tells you they want you to do this when they don't even know what's good for them. Let's just be honest. So, you know, they shut the country down, you know. We went to town yesterday, you know. There's no mask mandate anymore. They dropped it. And now there's no employees in any of the businesses. We went to go eat at a pizza joint. National Pizza Joint. Couldn't get in because they didn't have enough employees to serve anybody. They were just going drive-through only. You know, there's a lot of businesses that way right now because people are getting paid to sit at home. Why go to work if you can sit at home? It's a poor concept. You know, people need to get up and go to work. You know, I mean, that's the whole point of life. We work for what we have. We build what we build. And we go on. But here's the thing, people. If we're going to sit down and expect the government to pay us, it's not going to work. You know, I work hard for my money, and yes, I took the stimulus like everybody else took the stimulus. But here's the thing. I'm not collecting unemployment. I kept working. You know, I didn't have to collect any of it. I'll be honest, we didn't have to have the stimulus, but the government put it in. So, with that being said, you're going to use it. You know, I'm grateful for it, yes. I am grateful for it. But we didn't have to have it. And it disturbs me when you have businesses that have been carrying their weight for a long time, have been doing good for years. We're talking businesses that have been open for 20 years are now closing the doors because they don't have enough business to pay the employees to come back to work. Or you've got a bunch of people that are collecting unemployment and they could care less if they're going to work. And that's a bad way to be, you know, because the dollar is going to become worthless. Everything is climbing in price. I know this wood, lumber is through the roof. And there's really, I don't see a reason it needs to be. Yeah, I know there was kind of a shortage when Laura come through because there was a lot of stuff got destroyed. But my word. I don't mean the prices keep going up. I mean, people can't afford to go out and build a new wooden house. They got to build it out of a metal building because it's cheaper. You know, it always pays to have a backup. You know, if you've got a food pantry, you better use it. If you have a deep freezer, you better use it because I don't think we're out of these hard times at all. I think we're just getting started. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong, but people, have a backup plan because you don't know what's going to happen. That was the whole point of me jumping when I seen this battery on bigbattery.com and they were so helpful. I'm telling you, this company went out of their way to answer all my questions. I bought a battery that I'm comfortable with before I even installed it. And I don't know anything about a lithium ion battery as far as I know you have to have a BMS on it. Yes, I'm going to learn about lithiums. I'm going to tear apart a Chevy Volt battery and build it for a guy. There's no problem understanding and learning the process, but you want to be safe at what you're doing with it. For the money I spend on this big battery, it's already got a BMS on it. So for me, it was easier buying this battery than it was trying to build it for myself. So with that being said, when we start doing this install on the house with this bigbattery.com lithium ion battery, 10K battery we're going to put in. There's going to be some videos on YouTube on this upgrade. So we're really looking forward to doing this. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this battery works, what this company has done. The videos that they put out on how this battery is built is phenomenal. I mean, these things are well built. According to their videos, they are very well built. It's such a helpful staff. I mean, when you call up there and you have to speak to somebody and you get a hold of a person, there's no problems with getting what you need done because they're right there with it. You ask them a question, they're right there to answer you. And that is a big plus. I mean, I like talking to somebody who ain't afraid to answer the question because lithiums are still kind of new. There's a lot of scare behind them. You know, like Tesla, for instance. I like Tesla. I think his technology is amazing. I'm not big on self-driving cars by no means, but as far as the electrical goes with the batteries for those cars, I don't think they're a bad system at all. I think they've got some bugs to work out, but you know, there's been a few of those cars that have crashed and burned, and you know, the fire department's got a call to ask how they put them out. I don't think we have this kind of issue with this particular battery. I'm not saying they can't catch on fire, because anything can catch on fire if you work hard enough. But I'm just saying, I think the safety record of these, of course, they're not as many kilowatts as the Tesla either. Tesla batteries, my word, there's a lot of kilowatts there. But these batteries, I do believe, are built probably with a little more safety measurements in place. I could be wrong. I'm not saying that, but I could be wrong. But to me, they just... And like I say, the Tesla batteries, I've seen videos where people put Tesla batteries in their homes and they have no problems. Electric cars take oodles of power to make them thing go. I've noticed with my golf cart, I can actually run my house loads easier off my golf cart than my golf cart does just driving down the road. It's because electric motors take a lot of power. If they're turning, they're taking power. So I'm really looking forward to the lithium install we're doing in the golf cart. There'll be a lot of videos on that as well. We got a lot of neat tricks we're going to be doing in this golf cart as well. So, I mean, it's going to be a backup power supply for this house as well. So, we're looking forward to a lot of this stuff we're doing. We're getting into newer technology for the batteries, you know. And what's nice about BigBattery.com, they're kind of like me. I'm a small guy in this big world who likes to build a lot of stuff. I'm one of these guys that if I tear something apart and look at it long enough, I can figure out a way to make it better or to just make it work better or put it back together and fix it the way it is. I build a lot of stuff. If you go on my YouTube channel and you see the stuff that I do, you'll see the stuff that I'm working with on a day-by-day. Me and my boys are always tinkering with something. And what's nice with BigBattery.com, you know, some of these batteries that you buy in, they don't hold up, and a lithium battery is very expensive, you know, and, you know, I can buy cordless drill batteries with a charger, and I can build something to power up while we're camping, whatever, but what's nice about these big batteries from BigBattery.com, you can buy them in any size for almost any package that you want to put together, and it's a fraction of the price of the competitions. They're not paying me to say this. This is just what I've researched. This company really wants to see what people can build because they want their battery to go on it because they're cheaper than everybody else. To do the battery upgrade for the lithium on this golf cart was $1,000 different from the competitor. We saved $1,000. $1,000 may not be much to a rich man, but for a poor guy like us, $1,000 is a lot of money. So I'm not putting a spin on this for you to go out and buy a big battery from BigBattery.com, but before you purchase one, at least look up their website and check them out and see what they have to offer, because you will be surprised when you go to researching what their batteries can do. And the price of them is cheaper than everybody else, and they have a 10-year warranty. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're looking for a backup plan to keep your lights on during a power outage or electric car, if you're going to build an electric vehicle, you price lithium cells. They're expensive. You know, if you're a guy that can build a lithium cell and have access to piles of like Chevy Volt batteries or Nissan Leaf batteries to do this with, great. But if you don't, BigBattery.com can help you, and they can make the package deal where it's affordable. And you have a lithium battery for your project. If you're building an electric vehicle or electric golf cart, and you start get into bigger batteries, they cost. you know, but this brings your build time down. You know, anytime you can build something and save $1,000 or $2,000, whatever combination it is you're saving your money on, that extra $1,000 can go to something else on your build besides the battery. And even if it's solar on your home, it works the same way. You know, the less you spend and the better quality stuff you have, the longer it's going to last. So if you're going to have a backup system, numbers-wise, it's a good match. Now, if it's not, I'll come right back on here and tell you that it's not. But from what I'm reading on my paperwork and what I've studied online, this is a good battery. And I'm not complaining about my L16s, but, you know, I've talked to different folks that have them. I've talked to some that had them for a very long time. I've talked to some that only had them for 4 years and it was out. My system is fairly large. We use a lot of power. You know, we're an off-grid family, but we use a lot of electricity, you know. Now, the 8's L16s keeps us cool. You know, we have a wood stove, keeps us warm. You know, all of our lights work. You know, we have toaster ovens, convection ovens, everything. We have everything just like everybody else does. But with this L16 battery, everything will run the same way at night as it does during the day. And that's what we're going for. We're actually stepping up this with enough. I'm thinking I'm going to be able to use my 8 6-volt batteries as my backup generator. So what I'm thinking about is not having a gas generator anymore. Actually just using the 8L16s as a charging unit for the lithium if I need it. Now, there's going to be a lot of people say, oh, that ain't going to work. Well, yes, there's ways to make that work. I can draw it up. It's not a big deal. But my golf cart can charge it up. I mean, you know, my golf cart's got a 3,000-watt pure sine wave inverter on it. I can run my MIGTIG stick machine on it. So I know I can run a 48-volt charger on that lithium pack with no problems. So with that being said, I've got a backup for the backup. It's redundancy, you know. I would rather have a little too much redundancy than not enough, because when you're building something to last, you got to count on the days or the weeks that you're going to have of no sun. Okay, with a lead acid bank, if you have a couple days with no sun, you're going to be running a generator to charge your batteries up. And from the guys that are running lithium, I don't know this for sure because I don't have a lithium battery in my house yet, but they just keep right on rocking and rolling without charging them, without charging up, because the lithium's so much more power. So with that being said, the lithiums are the way to go. And we're looking at ways of saving more money than what we're already saving now. Naturally, when you're if you're debt-free and you're not spending money and you're saving money, you're accomplishing more than most people can do at that point, because it's hard to be debt-free and it's hard to save money. So if you're not having to spend money, it's easier to save money. And that's where we're kind of leaning towards down the road, is saving money, you know. And that's the whole point of building a smokehouse. That's the whole point of having animals, you know. I'm trying to save, you know, as much as I can on meat, because we hunt our own wild pork, so we don't generally have to buy pork. If we have cows, we shouldn't have to buy beef. If we have chickens, we shouldn't really have to go to the store to buy chickens. You know, and you can do the same thing with rabbits. You know, we're looking at different animals to add to our homestead, along with growing so much food. And, you know, it's been really busy. We've been chugging along, getting all these little obstacles knocked out of the way. And it's been kind of hard to do during all this slow spell stuff coming through, you know, where stores are just now starting to open. They just dropped the stupid mask mandate law. BS, you know. Life is starting to kind of return, you know, for a lot of people. And it's nice to be able to do this stuff without it's nice to be able to do this stuff on a budget and it works. And this whole COVID thing has taught us all a lesson that things always aren't what they seem, for one. But when they slow stuff down and close stuff down, that's just as bad as any storm taking your power away. Because if you can't work and you can't afford a utility bill, or you can't work and can't buy groceries, it's still not good. You know, have a backup, because you don't know what's coming. And if you don't know what's coming, it pays to have extra food, and it pays to have something on standby. So if something happens, you can keep going. I have too many kids to feed, and with that being said, I want them to have whatever they need so they can survive. And I guess we're kind of running out of time. We're at 30 minutes now. Didn't realize it was a good show. Sorry I haven't been posting on a weekly deal. We have been really, really busy between work, working on golf carts, expanding our solar system, working on our animals, getting our animals up and going, getting our pens built. I just bought a 10-mile electric fence shocker for electric fence, for running 10 miles electric fence. I'm not running 10 miles electric fence, but we are planning on running 3 strands of electric wire fence all the way around our property. And the point of all this is we have a lot of predator animals around here. And if we run 3 strands of electric wire, we're hoping to stop some of these panthers from trying to come in and eat some of our goats or our chickens. So far, we haven't had a problem, but they're getting close. We're finding their tracks coming right up to our fence. And I gotta keep some dogs out there next to the fence. And we watch the dogs too, because you know the dogs are part of your homestead. You want them to protect your other animals, but you also want to keep them safe. So we bought a 10-mile fence, electric fence, and we're going to put it up around the property so we could add some added security to our animals so they'll be safer. And plus, it helps keep the animals that we have inside of our property. So, but they had a really good sale on an electric fence. It does 10 miles of wire. It was $149 on a solar-powered electric fence. That was cheap. So you can buy regular electric fences that aren't that expensive, but I wanted something that was a standalone unit so I didn't have to maintain it to the house. My well is on its own solar system. My shop is on its own solar system. My house is on its own solar system. My golf carts are on their own solar system. My truck, my gas-burning truck, even has a off-grid solar system on it. The truck doesn't use solar, but I have 120 volts in there, so I can charge my cordless drill batteries. I can plug, in an emergency situation, I can plug, we'll just say the neighbor's house goes out of electricity. I can actually plug them into my truck, and my truck heats the refrigerator and the freezers without having food rot. So, yeah, everything I have has a solar panel strapped to it. So, normally I build the systems, but this solar fencer, this solar electric fence charger I bought, this 10-mile one, it was on sale. It was cheap enough. I didn't have to build it, and it looked to be fairly good quality. And bought it at Tractor Supply, come with a good warranty. So, I feel this is going to be a win-win for our homestead. And, We're getting all kinds of, we've had a lot of rain, more rain than usual, and it's so green right now. I mean, the wild edibles that are out there in the woods now are just super sweet because there's so much water, and we got so much flowers. We got all kinds of elderberries. Elderberries, dewberries, we have blackberries. They're just everywhere. They're coming in and just thick. So we're hoping we can get enough berries to have just make a really good batch of jellies, you know, make homemade jellies with. But we've got, we just got berry bush after berry bush after berry bush. And our Japanese fruit trees we planted, they're really leafing up. They're knee high, just starting to really take off and grow. We did plant some fig trees. Still waiting to see what those are going to do. We got potatoes planted. Potatoes are doing good. We have onions planted. They're doing good. We got some garlic. It's doing good. We don't have a lot of other vegetables. We got some tomatoes that are kind of starting to come up. Don't know if those are going to do that hot or not. When the potatoes come out of the ground, then we're going to put Tahitian squash in. So we've got a lot of stuff on the plate. We've been doing a lot of work. That's why you haven't been hearing from me on a weekly level. We're trying to get back into that every week routine, but it's just been kind of hard with all the work that's been going on because we have been busy on the homestead. Don't forget to check us out. We're on YouTube videos under Off Grid Gary. And when you're on there, leave us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, and give us a comment. We'd love to hear from you. We're also on Twitter as an Off Grid Gary. I'm on Facebook again under Gary Mall and Off the Grid and on Solar. There's a group and a like page. You can hit those up to, as well. We're on InLinks under Off Grid Gary and or Gary Mall. I can't remember. I think it might be under Gary Mall. We're on Facebook Messenger under Gary Mall. We're on MeWe is an Off Grid Gary. We're on, if you can't find me under Gary Mall, put in Off Grid Gary and you'll find me. On Facebook, it's Off the Grid and on Solar. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to see what you have for solar and get ideas from you. I mean, if you have a good prep plan, get a hold of us. We'd love to hear it. We're not saying ours is the best way. We're learning from everybody else just like everybody else does. We're trying to get back, like I say, into the more of the weekly shows, but it's been really hard because we have been really, really busy. I mean, we've got, I don't know, I've got 4 or 5 golf carts I'm building on top of my regular people that comes for the work that they want me to do. So it's steadily picking up. Temperatures are getting warm. We're working into getting close to June. I want to get this rest of the system up before summer hits because I figure it's going to get really, really hot and I want to be able to run that air conditioner day and night. So looking forward to seeing what the new lithium's going to do. And yeah, we've been real busy, but it's getting a lot better and we're rocking and rolling as always. I'm going to tell everyone out there to stay safe, you know, but get you a backup plan because backup is everything. Stay safe. Have a good day. Bye.